Oh, episode number 103. What's up, everybody? Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby. I don't know the rest of the fuck. Why would you start the episode that way? So awkwardly. I don't even know all the lyrics. I thought I did, and I quickly failed. Crash and burn. How the hell is your week going? Let's just blast past that. How the hell was your weekend? I hope you're having a good one. I do this podcast every week to try to help you get through the week, give you some drink recommendations that you can sneak into work and not tell your boss. No, actually, don't do that. What I'm drinking tonight is the ghetto margarita, or as I like to call it, the knockoff margarita, which all that means is I replaced the sweet and sour with Sprite. It's nothing special. I didn't go out and buy special shit. You should have seen me scrounging up change to try to go get this Sprite across the street, though. It cost $1 at the little vending machine by the mailboxes. And, dude, I was looking in couch cushions. I was looking in the piggy bank. And I'm very cash poor right now. I will say that. I'm poor normally, but right now I'm especially cash poor. I don't have any cash on me. And, you know, I couldn't find a soda. I don't have anything to drink in the fucking fridge. So I had to walk across the street, get this Sprite. And I'm actually liking this mix right now. I'll tell you what I did. 6 ounces of Sprite, 2 ounces of tequila, and 1 ounce of triple sec. And it is a little tequila heavy. If you don't like to taste your liquor a lot in your mixed drinks, I would recommend you do like half an ounce of triple sec, 1 ounce of tequila, and just keep the 6 ounces of Sprite. And I did stir this. I didn't shake it. That's a big no-no with me. You don't pour carbonated drinks into a shaker and then shake it. It loses all the carbonation and all the fun. But yeah, man, the sweet and sour last week, just on the episode, it just fucking kicked my ass. A little too tangy for me, hence the sour. A little too sweet for me, hence the sweet. It just kind of gets to me, especially with that amaretto I was drinking last week. That's just overly sweet for me. Like I said, I like to taste my my liquor a little bit more. So I don't want anything overpowering. It is not, the sweet and sour is non-GMO. Gluten-free, kosher, cane sugar, all natural flavors, and it's fucking vegan. Just in case you were worried there was milk or meat in your sweet and sour, don't worry anymore. It doesn't have any of that shit in there. Let's go ahead and take a drink. Cheers. And let's go ahead and let me make another toast. I finally popped the question. I finally fucking did it. And she said yes. She said yes. Her ring is gorgeous. She was so happy. And hopefully she's still happy. I mean, she can't stop looking at the fucking thing. You know, you get them something shiny to distract them. And then you run off to your room and you do a podcast. That's what you do. That's how you do it. Actually, no, I didn't do it tonight. I did it the other night. And dude, we're both super fucking excited. I just can't wait. My best friend, I love her so much. And I'll let you guys know when the wedding is. We're not going to do anything too crazy, even though I really, really want to. I really do want to. I want to have, you know, not necessarily a big wedding, but, you know, just a regular wedding. You know, invite some close friends, whatever. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to the courthouse. We're going to do it cheap. And then what we're going to spend the money on is like a, maybe like a big hotel party or something like that. And that's a tip of the cap to Brandon and Kristen. I know that's what you guys did, and we're totally going to steal that. But yeah, man, I popped the question, and it was funny. I was talking to the vocalist for my band, and he was talking about how he proposed to his wife. And, you know, he did the whole thing, dude. He did it right. I'm not saying I did it wrong. I just did it different. You know, he took his soon-to-be wife to Mexico. They went on a nice vacation. They're just in a beautiful place. Gets her out on the beach by the ocean, crystal blue water, you know, and he proposes to her. And so I took my girl to our little spot at Lake Ray Hubbard, which is not crystal blue water. I'm pretty sure there's alligators in it. And from time to time, they find dead bodies out there. So it wasn't the most romantic, but it actually meant something to us because that's our little spot we used to go to all the time. And it's really nice. It's up on a hill. And it looks over the lake, and when the sun sets out there, it's really pretty. So that's where I did it, and dude, super fucking happy. I haven't even, that's the toast, I guess, that whole 3-minute rant. So cheers to me, cheers to us. Why not, you know? But yeah, man, I feel like I got a little bit of a stomach bug today, and I know exactly what the fuck did it. I went to hang out with my friend Jason. Shout out to Jason. Hope you're listening. Hope you're doing okay. He had a fucking Jägermeister machine. And this thing, you pour the Jäger in, you flip on the switch, and it glows green. I'm actually going to post a picture of it on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook if you guys want to check it out. At Drink Until You on Twitter, Drink Until You Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. So you pour the liquor in, the Jägermeister more specifically. You pour the Jäger in, you flip on the machine, and this thing just starts counting down. And it's just getting it colder and colder and colder until it gets to negative 18 degrees. And I am not a huge fan of Jägermeister. I'll do some Jäger bombs from time to time. I haven't done those in a while. But Jäger, man, I've had some rough nights on Jäger. I've thrown up Jäger, and you know how that is. You throw something up, and it's just never the same again. The smell of it just, you know, it just does that to you. And so he's like, yeah, I got this Jäger machine, and I was so enamored by the machine, I couldn't resist. I had to take multiple shots out of this machine, and I'll tell you what, freezing Jäger, or coming close to freezing, dude, it went down like fucking candy. You guys gotta see a picture of this thing. It's like something you'd see at a restaurant, or at a bar, you know, just specifically made for Jägermeister, and it was fucking delicious. So needless to say, I had to sleep it off at his house. I probably left at like 4 or 5 this morning, which, you know, I had to call the fiance and be like, hey, I've had a little too much to drink, which is the responsible thing to do. You know, if you're in a relationship, dude, chick, whatever, and they're going to give you shit because you're not coming home because you're too wasted, fuck that. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, as I always preach every week. And so I had to sleep it off over there, and I had a great fucking time. We're just bullshitting, taking shot after shot, and then it just fucking hits you, and you're like, oh, fuck, you know. So I had to sleep it off, and it was a really good time, but I think that's what did it to me today. And not to get too graphic, but let me go ahead and get too graphic. I had the squirts when I woke up this morning, and it was not fun. Dude, I thought I was going to have to miss work. I couldn't get off the goddamn toilet. It was a little rough. I haven't drank Jäger in a long, long time. And I'm going to fact check this, but let me go ahead and say it. I think Jägermeister was actually meant to be like an after dinner drink to help you break down the, you know, you just take a shot of it after dinner and it helps break down the food in your stomach and helps you digest. For digestion. And I don't know if this is true. I'm actually just now Googling this for the first time in my life. But I've definitely told many, many people. This is how rumors start. Is when you have misinformation and you hand it out to all your friends as if you know. I'm pretty fucking convincing, man. When I tell you something, it's like, all right, that's believable. That makes sense. And I could be totally wrong. That's how rumors start. So I typed in Jägermeister for digestion. And the first thing that pops up says Jäger makes you feel good. Yes, it does. A little too good. The German liqueur contains, it's a liqueur? How the fuck? I did not know that, honestly. The German liqueur contains many ingredients with digestive properties, including ginger root, cinnamon bark, and coriander. It might be hard to believe, but a glass of Jäger after dinner could aid digestion, reduce gas, and stimulate your appetite. I don't need any help stimulating my appetite, but the other things sound pretty cool. Reducing gas and aiding indigestion. Jesus Christ, who the fuck flew by? Ghostwriter out there? Did you guys hear that? Anyway, so yeah, okay, I wasn't wrong, luckily. But that is how rumors get started. And I've totally told so many fucking people that's, you know, without any research. Why do I even have a podcast, you know? I'm just giving I should have called this the misinformation podcast. Uninformed was already taken by Bill Burr and what's his nuts? I can't remember at this point. But yeah, man, Jägermeister. Not to be taken lightly, and God, I can't believe I drank so much. Even this, like, thinking about it today, and I know that's how you know that's what made you sick, is when you think about it. Like, if you eat some bad food, let's say you get a hold of some chicken, and you get sick off of it. Every time you think about eating that food, that's what makes your stomach turn. So that's what happened today when I was at work, struggling through work. And I think one of the first things the guy said when I got there this morning was like, "Jesus Christ, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, late fucking night, you know." But yeah, man. Cheers to Jason, by the way. That dude, you gotta see this machine. I know I keep hyping it up, and it's just gonna be a fucking picture. I should have taken a video, but I was obviously too fucking hammered by that point. But thanks, Jason, for such a great fucking night. So let's go ahead and talk about the NFL playoff bracket. I feel all the female listeners clicking off right about now. Hey, at least I almost got you 11 minutes in, right? So, some fucking upsets, man. We got Buffalo and Houston. That was a pretty good fucking game. Houston pulled that one out 22-19. Tennessee and the New England fucking cheating-ass Patriots. 20-13 Tennessee. I can't fucking believe New England is out. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. On the other side over there is Seattle and Philadelphia. Seattle came out on top. See, I'm just a happy camper all around. Philly's out. New England's out. Don't really care about Buffalo or Houston. With Minnesota and New Orleans, Minnesota came out on top 26-20. And so what are the matchups we have now? That was the wild card week. And so now the next round is going to be Minnesota and San Francisco, Seattle and Green Bay. That's going to be a shootout, dude. Or a really defensive game. I don't fucking know. You got Houston and Kansas City. You got Baltimore and Tennessee. I haven't done picks. I meant to do picks last week. Let me go ahead and start in this round. Now that it's whittled down, I have a better chance of being right. I mean, it's still 50-50, right? 50-50, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have about the same odds. Let's go ahead and start guessing. Baltimore, Tennessee, I'm going to go with a favorite. And what everybody's going to say, I'm going to say Baltimore. Kansas City and Houston, no different. Kansas City, I'm going with Kansas City in that one. Green Bay, Seattle, I'm going for... I'm going to say Seattle's going to win. I think they have a really good fucking team. And San Francisco and Minnesota, I'm going to say San Francisco is going to come out on top. I don't really have... I don't know the odds here, so I don't know who's favored. But I don't think I picked any underdogs. I think San Francisco's a favorite. I think Baltimore's a favorite. I think Kansas City's a favorite. I think... okay, Seattle might be the upset. That's who I'm going with, is Seattle. Let's see. Green Bay number 2, Seattle number 5. Okay, so that would be the upset. Nothing crazy. Can't wait to see what happens. College football, the LSU and Clemson game's about to come up. I'm actually really fucking excited. I know I jumped on the Alabama bandwagon this year, and I wouldn't say they shit the bed, but they didn't have the best year. So they didn't make it, but LSU and Clemson, dude. If you're not into college football, I stress to you to watch this game. It's gonna be so fucking good. I wish I had the date in front of me. I really don't know, but that LSU fucking, who did they play? God damn it, I can't remember now. Who did LSU and OU. That game. Dude, LSU, I think I already talked about this a couple of weeks ago. LSU is just too fucking strong, but it's going to be a fucking battle with Clemson and LSU, so super excited about that, too. Dallas Stars still rocking and rolling. A lot of fucking trades, man. I'm getting ESPN updates like every fucking 30 minutes, it feels like, you know? A lot of a lot of, you know, firing of head coaches, hiring of head coaches, secondary coaches, whatever. Right now, officially, McCarthy is the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That was made official a couple of days ago. I'm actually really excited about it. I heard something on the radio this morning talking about how McCarthy has a 2-week quarterback program, and I think that's going to help. Dak a little bit with his issues, you know, kind of throwing with his feet, doing the Stewart, as I like to call it, when he throws, you know, just kind of kicking one leg up or whatever. But I think that's really going to help. And they had a testimonial from Aaron Rodgers saying how Mike McCarthy's quarterback camp really, really helped him become the quarterback he is today. Which, dude, if he can do anything close to what Aaron Rodgers can do by the end of this coaching tenure, dude, it's gonna Dak will be a fucking elite quarterback. That's the other thing about it. McCarthy doesn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, so we'll see what kind of coach he is. We'll see how his schemes are. Hopefully, he's not fucking predictable. I think in Texas and Dallas, we're all done with that shit. Who else? New York Giants just picked up the receivers coach from the Patriots to coach their team. So a lot of changes, man. A lot of changes going on in the NFL. It's going to look a little different. We'll see what happens this season. And, yeah, man, I don't know. I think the Mavericks are still trucking along, if you guys care. I think they're in probably, like, sixth place in the conference. I haven't checked in a little while. Well, Jesus, Chris, you have a fucking laptop in front of you. You could check anytime you wanted to. But anyways, let me take another drink. Let's do some drink recommendations real quick. All right, I got three Jägermeister drinks for you here. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. All right, this is going to take 1 ounce of coconut rum. Oh, let me tell you what the name of the drink is called. This is Surfer on Acid. 1 ounce coconut rum, 1 ounce Jägermeister, 1 ounce pineapple juice. I'm guessing this is a shot. Equal parts. You could also say equal parts. Steps to make: gather ingredients, pour the ingredients into a cocktail shaker filled with ice, shake well, strain into an old-fashioned glass filled with ice, serve, and enjoy. That is the Surfer on Acid. The next one I have for you guys is called Fright Night in the Grove. That sounds interesting. This is going to take 2 ounces of Jägermeister, half an ounce of tequila. It's recommending Reposado. Half ounce simple syrup. 1 ounce grapefruit juice, fresh. Garnish with grapefruit slice. Pinch of salt for garnish. Here's how you make it. Gather ingredients. Why do they have to start with gather ingredients? We know to gather the fucking ingredients. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, pour the Jägermeister, tequila, simple syrup, and grapefruit juice. Shake well, strain into an old-fashioned glass filled with fresh ice, and serve and enjoy. You can put your little... Oh, okay, they actually put the salt on the grapefruit. That looks kind of good. I'm not a huge fan of grapefruit. That is the Fright Night in the Grove. The last one I have for you is the German Vacation Cocktail. It's German, yeah? 1 ounce Jägermeister, 1 ounce gold rum. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the one they recommended there. 3/4 ounces ginger syrup, 3/4 ounce au grate syrup. What the fuck is au grate syrup? Orgeat? Oh, Jesus Christ, why did I do this? 3/4 ounces... lemon juice fresh, 3 dashes of bitters, gather ingredients once again. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, pour Jägermeister, gold rum, ginger, and orgeat syrup and lemon juice. Shake well over fresh ice, strain over fresh ice, and serve and enjoy. I have to look up what this is real quick. What the fuck is orgeat syrup? How do you say it? How to say orgeat? How to pronounce maybe would be the better word.
Orgeat.
Oh, orgeat. I was way off.
Orgeat.
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 Orgeat. Okay, it looks like orgeat. Maybe it's a German word. Orgeat. Syrup. How the fuck do you make this shit? Syrup. Is it syrup or syrup? I don't know. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Visit SoberRides.org. It might be in a state near you soon. Don't be a fucking idiot. Orgeat syrup is a sweet syrup made from almonds, sugar, and rose water or orange flower water. I'm just fucking laughing how poorly I pronounced that. Yeah, you know, I never said I was smart, people. I never said I was smart when I started this podcast, so you gotta give me a fucking break. Anyways, enjoy responsibly. Cheers. And by the way, just so you guys know, Jägermeister is only 35% alcohol by volume, which is amazing that I've been... How much Jäger have I consumed in my life to be that fucked up? I mean, like, is it a mix of the Red Bull and the Jägermeister? Is that what's doing it? I don't know. So only 35%, but man, it'll do the fucking trick, and it'll eat away at that steak you ate an hour ago. So, you know, it's all good. Another announcement here real quick. January 11th, Drink Until You podcast will be 2 years old. That's the date I started. If you don't remember the story, I fell asleep. I've been wanting to start a podcast for years and years. Like 3 years. Been wanting to start a podcast. Didn't have a great concept. And didn't have a name, which was one of the hardest fucking things to come up with. So one night, I was thinking about it, kind of got frustrated with myself, fell asleep, and I popped awake with the name Drink Until You podcast in my mind. And obviously, it's just a little play on words, like drink until you puke, you know, drink until you pass out, whatever. That's kind of the little meaning behind that. But anyways, that was the first night I decided the name of my podcast. I recorded my episode January 11th, 2 years ago. So by the time I talk to you guys, this podcast, next week, this podcast will be 2 years old. And thank you for all the listens, all the downloads, all the emails, all the, you know, fucking comments, anything, man. Thank you for listening. Just overall, it's been such a great fucking ride. And I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So... cheers. So I got to tell you guys a little story, how small of a world it is. As you know, my fiance now, she's driving for Lyft, and, you know, she's doing the Lord's work, you know? She's taking you drinkers, drunkies, winos, and fucking hobos around so you don't have to drive. What an angel, right? So anyway, a guy gets in her car the other day, and she's like, "Hi, I'm Connor," and he's like, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." I think his name was Mike. We're going to call him Mike for the sake of the story. It was two M names, and which, by the way, I didn't meet any people in this story I'm about to tell you, so it might not all be factual. This is just what I heard, word of mouth. Anyway, so she picks a guy up. She's like, "Hi, my name is Connor." He's like, "Oh, hi, my name is so-and-so, Mike." And he's like, "Wow, I haven't heard a lot of girls named Connor before." And she's like, "Yeah, it's kind of a rare name for a girl, whatever." And he's like, "I have only heard of one female named Connor, and that's a podcast I listen to called Drink It Till You Podcast. DFW, obviously, that's where we live. Shout out to Mike. I hope I'm getting your name right. If I'm not, I'm sorry. I wasn't there to meet you. And also, thank you to your friend Mark, I believe, who is a trucker from Kansas, who turned you onto the podcast. As I say, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. Be a Mark in the world. You know, recommend, rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. I really appreciate it. It just fucking blew my mind. And of course, you know, like, you know, my chick turned it into all about her. It's like, "Oh my God, I'm famous." And I'm like, "Well, you know, it's kind of my podcast." So, you know, and I swear to God, you guys, when you email me and stuff, when you, you know, I talk to people, everybody asks what Connor wants to think. They don't ask what my opinion a lot of the time. It's just like, what does she think also? You know, like, what do you think, Chris, kind of, but you can kind of fuck off. What does Connor think? And I knew it, you know, from day one. She's the star of the show, and she's not even on that often. She's just eventually probably going to take over this podcast, and there's nothing I can do about it. You guys love her. She's personable. She's sweet. She's fun. You know, she's a lot smarter than I am. So that probably has a lot to do with it. But small world, and thank you guys for sharing. And that story honestly just blew my mind. I couldn't believe this podcast has even gotten anywhere. Honestly, like this podcast has gotten bigger than I ever planned on it getting. So I'm very thankful. Like I said, coming up on 2 years, it's been a lot of fun. I'm actually trying to gather all the bottles I've had over 2 years. I've lost some, broken some, thrown some away, not thinking about taking this picture in the future, but I have probably about 25 to 30 bottles from at least this year and maybe a little of the year prior that I've drank out of. Dude, there's fucking tequila bottles everywhere. There's fucking wine bottles. There's just everything. Vodka, you name it, we got it. Empty beer cans, we don't do that because that's pretty fucking disgusting, and I'm not going to keep a filled Coors. You know, you guys all know what that shit is. I don't need to post it in a picture. But fun little thing I'm going to do for my two-year anniversary. And if you want to write me, write something nice or something hateful about, what do you love or what do you hate about Drink Until You Podcast, you can always email it to me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. Leave it on, you know, my Twitter page at Drink Until You, what you love about the podcast, what you hate about the podcast. Anything I get, I'll read on the air. Hopefully I'll have a collection of things, and just to kind of give you guys a, you know, put you in touch with the other listeners so you know you're not alone. You're not crazy listening to a guy talking in a room by himself, just drinking alone. You know, I'm never really alone, am I? I'm with you guys every fucking week. So, yeah, man, that story just fucking blew my mind, and cheers to you guys. I have to toast to that. It's so fucking great. All right, guys, I'm going to cut a little short this week. I'm going to a friend's house right now. I'm not driving. Don't you guys worry. I'm going to leave you with a little Lucero. This is called Drink Till We're Gone. Let me finish off this drink, and I'll leave you with the music. All right, guys, be safe. I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Bye.